James Hillen with AzureWaves Talk Radio, and we're going to reschedule our guest tonight. We probably lost everybody. I don't even know if we're on the air yet or not. We're still having technical difficulties, but funny thing happened here. I've got two lines coming in. One line says it's out of service. The other line says all systems are busy when you call it, and two nights ago, we had all of our everything stop working here. We had two DVD players, and we're trying to make copies with these DVDs, and just nothing worked. Everything went haywire, and then the next day it worked perfect. So I guess the studio itself too has some kind of a worm or something hitting it, because all the computers were down at the studio, at the CBS studio. So apparently something's going on. I don't know exactly what it is, but something in the magnetics or something in the fields. We've got all kinds of things going on. We were just going to cancel the show completely, but I thought I'd come on and just kind of give a little heads up about what's going down. There's so many things to cover. Angelica Whitecliffe, who was working with the Peace and Space Movement and several other, we did the Extraterrestrial Civilizations and Peace Conference, World Peace Conference in Hawaii, together. It was great being out there, and saw some pretty neat people out there. Paul Hillier was one of them, who was the Canadian Defense Minister, and he came up and shook my hand after my presentation. He said, "This is incredible. I just love the work that we're doing here." So we do have some friends in high places and people that are coming forward, you know, getting this information out. Now, it's my understanding that France, Brazil, I know Mexico and South America are bringing out all the information on UFOs. They don't cover it up. But it seems most of Europe and now Russia and China are opening up their files for all the UFO activity that they've been documenting over the years. Some, you know, it's pretty much, it's like a giant wave coming in of knowledge and information, and you know, the cover-up's over, basically. It's just, these guys are just, you know, like rolling with the last punches, you know. I think their face is down on the mat, and they're doing everything they can to get back up, but, you know, it's time just to let it go, you know, give it up, move on to something beneficial to humanity. There's so much going on. The guest that we were going to talk about, we're going to reschedule her probably not next week, because I have Brad Steiger coming on next week, but it'll probably be the week after we'll have Angelica come on and talk about her work and the work she's doing. She's doing a lot of work in Mexico and working with some people that are having contacts down in Mexico. And she's also doing work in the exopolitics field and helping Dr. Sala with that program. And if you go to the website, all of their links are there, so you can go and check out, you know, the kind of work that they're doing. We had them here at a conference. We had Alpha Rubrae and Dr. Sala and Angelica all here doing talks at the ranch, and it was a pretty awesome event with about 12 other speakers. I think there's 12 or 13 speakers, I'm not sure, but we had a couple pop in at the end. And each one of them got to see the UFOs coming here at the ranch. So now we've got, you know, some of the top internationally known speakers around the world coming to the ranch and seeing the ships, you know, and they're putting on quite a display. But it's interesting to see where it goes from there. But you know, you add the other 4,000 eyewitnesses and the tribal police and the forest rangers and the regular police and, you know, the boatload of physicists that we have that have come here and the Boeing engineers and, you know, it's just, the list goes on and on and on. So anyway, the witness base, you know, is there. The ships have come on cue and we have the footage. We have the people interacting with the ships on the ground. We've got two landings on film. So, you know, it's pretty much a done deal. Contact has been made. It's been very well established, and now it's time to see what we're going to do with it. One of the key points that I like to talk about is that, you know, people ask the same question over. They said, you know, I want a picture of you standing there shaking hands with the ET. And then I remind them that there is a federal law against that and that you could be subject to a $5,000 fine, lose your property, and have all kinds of hell come down on your head. And now NASA is the one that decides whether or not, you know, the head of NASA is the one that decides whether or not you've had a contact. So, you don't want that kind of heat. And we'd have to look at what would come of that, like an ET coming down, shaking hands, doing a photo shoot, you know, the whole nine yards. I mean, you'd have every military agency, every alphabet agency, everybody, you know, breaking down your door, surrounding your property, which we pretty much had here, you know. But anyway, the closer it gets, the more physical it gets, the more headache you get, you know, in contact. So the main key to this is that people need to really look at how we address this issue, you know, how we deal with the issue of shooting at, you know, off-world visitors when they come, you know, meeting them with aggression, trying to knock down their ships and back engineer them for the war industry, because that's pretty much what we do. And until we take a really good look at that and stop behaving as primitives, you know, we probably aren't going to be getting a photo shoot. So, you know, it's something that we have to deal with. It's something that we have to analyze and maybe start writing letters and get behind this exopolitic movement, because, you know, right now there's I don't know if the right word is resolutions, but they're put before the United Nations, and they're opening it up for a decade of contact. And the entire world here is saying, yes, we want to know the truth. I think at times CNN poll had something like 90% of the people, 89% of the people believe that UFOs do exist. You know, there are off-world visitors, and there is a government cover-up. So, you know, 89% of the people want to know what's going on. It kind of reminds me of the other polls, I think it was the MSNBC polls, where they said 89% of the people actually want to impeach our leader, you know, and I think 94% believe that they totally lied to us going into Iraq and, you know, they want us out of the war. But still, this is going on, you know, still we're escalating, it's still going despite the will of the people and the grand majority, you might say. And we have the same thing going on in the UFO field. We've got the grand majority of the people wanting the cover-up to end. They want it to stop. They want to know the truth. They want to live in harmony with each other and the planet. They want to restore the planet, clean up the environment, and they want to bring in the fuelless technologies and the, you know, anti-gravity and counter-gravity that's been hidden from us, you know, with our little black projects. So the grand majority of the people want this. You know, they want to restore the planet. You know, they want to live in harmony and peace with each other and take this quantum leap in evolution that's offered to us. You know, they want to bring in the new technologies that will end most diseases. You know, all of this is available now. But again, we have this small group that's up at the top, you know, pulling the puppet strings and making sure these things don't get out. And, right now it's up to us, I guess, to rise up and just say enough's enough. You know, we want to take the next step. We want to move forward in our evolutionary process. We want to bring in these new technologies. We want to clean up the earth. We want to heal our bodies. You know, we have a right to live in harmony with each other and restore the balance of nature and clean up the pollution, and it's time to exercise that right. You know, it's really that simple. You know, I'm probably on my high horse a little bit, but when all these things happen to your radio show, you get a little go, well, you know what, I think I will go on anyway and just talk about some of the nonsense that goes on with trying to get this information out. You know, our show is, people don't realize this. People think we're making all this money because we have a radio show and we're doing this and doing that. And people don't realize it's actually cost me to have this radio show. This is a public service, you know, to get this radio show out and get this information out. Not only does it cost me every show that, you know, I have to cover and pay for, I have to pay for the equipment and the extra line and, you know, all the other things. And so, you know, it's like there's no real bennies. Nothing's really paying for this. This is a service. You know, this isn't out for my own self-aggrandizement or anything else. This is a tool that we feel will help turn this planet around, and just one of many tools that other people are using as well. So I think it's time to get behind this station and get behind what's going on here, you know, and support this project. It's an amazing project. It's getting off the ground. It's got some bugs in it, and it's taken quite a few hits, just as the ranch here at East Seti. We've taken numerous hits on every level. I mean, actually, I just got my driver's license back, which is nice, but they keep deciding to take that thing away now and then. But anyway, I think they like to do it right before I take a trip, you know, so if I'm going to go on a talk or, like, go to Mexico or somewhere else, it seems to disappear. But speaking of Mexico, I know that Angelica, when she comes back, is going to talk about the contactees there. There's quite a few people having contacts there, and they are having face-to-face contacts, and there are several people there that have actually seen the occupants of the ship. They've seen some of their technologies, what they can do. They've seen they have some kind of a total mastery of matter. They can actually change matter and change things from one thing to another thing. They have just all kinds of things that they can do, and they can do it, it seems, through their own energies. It's not really a technology. It's more of a spiritual evolution that they can do these things. These people have miracle healings, one after another, there. There's a guy in England that's been doing just miracle healings, and he says the ETs taught him how to do this. So, again, you know, these things are happening. They're happening, you know, pretty much worldwide. And they're happening, I would say, on a much more closer realm, or the contacts are more physical and more one-on-one in places where they don't shoot at them. So, you know, that's the bottom line. When I had the Boeing engineers here, we had quite a few. The first ones that came out were just curious, and when the ship powered up and flew over their heads and parked and just sat there and then took off, they could not identify it as anything that they knew. I mean, these were enormous ships, and you know, it took them about a week to recover after they saw the ships and really accept the fact that that was something that there is no way that they could explain by any way possible. And it totally changed their lives. So they went and told a bunch of more of their friends, and pretty soon it seems like half of Boeing was coming up here. We had, you know, sometimes 30 people at a time. Of course, they're all working on the Boeing project. But excuse the interruption here. We've got a little... I've got my little watchdog here covering people walking in and out now and then. But anyway, these ships are coming in here on a regular basis. You know, they're not stopping. You know, they're continuing to come, and it just seems over and over to happen. It's ongoing. You know, people come up here constantly and watch the activity, and you know, they bring their own cameras, get their own photos, get their own video, you know, go home, and now there's video and photographs of ships, and not only just ships, but ultra-dimensional activity as well. So you know, the paranormal photographs and the photographs of the ships, and seem to be going all around the world right now. It's kind of an international thing. But anyway, there's just so much going on right now, and I know there's such an effort to hold the higher consciousness and energy from coming in, but what the benevolent ETs are telling me, they said it's like a great wave, and this energy that's coming in is passing through all life, all consciousness, all people. There's no way you can stop this wave. It's a higher consciousness, a higher frequency, and it's basically, it's basically the end of tyranny. You're going to see the tyranny just be pushed right up to the surface where everybody can see it, and you can't miss it now. It's in your face, and we're going to keep seeing this happen on a regular basis. It's with these waves coming in of energy. It's going to push it up further and further and further until it just crashes in on itself. Because the people that carry that kind of consciousness, that need to control, that have a lot of anger inside of them, a lot of wounds, you know, a lot of wounded little boys out there, they are having to face their pain and face their need to try to regain their power through others, you know, through dominating others and controlling others. And, you know, they're having to face the fact that maybe rather than doing it with outside, they need to find it with inside. And that's the process we're undergoing. But the good news is, you know, we're on this path. The energy's coming in. There's no way of stopping it. And it's just going to be phenomenal. You know, the ETs have been talking biblical lately. They've been saying heaven is coming to earth. And they talk about God as a frequency and a force. And they talk about the field that so many people are talking about right now, where everything is connected. And they said it's through that field that this frequency and this force is working. So this is amping up now exponentially, and the frequencies are rising. And because of this, what's happening is all the base fear, the guilt, the unworthiness, the concepts of separation with each other and nature, all of this is being pushed to the surface. And we're getting a chance to reevaluate and rethink it. And when we move into the next frequencies, the higher dimensions, we can't take that baggage with us. You know, it's like, you know, we're going to have to really clean up our physical bodies, clean up our mental, emotional bodies, and, you know, align with our spiritual bodies to make this trip. You know, it's like the, you know, the little commuter planes, you know, when you got all your baggage and they say, you know, I'm sorry, we can't take that. You know, it's like you've got one bag you can take and it won't fit in the overhead luggage. You know, you got to drop it down even smaller. And we're kind of going into that phase right now where there's no overhead luggage. You know, you can't carry all this baggage anymore. And we've got a lot of baggage. You know, in every institution, in the religious institutions, the business institutions, you know, with the competition and the power struggles and the, you know, the push for wealth at the expense of humanity, earth, and the political institutions, all of that is being kind of shaken up, shaken to the very core right now. So anyway, it's a wonderful journey, a wonderful ride. It's great watching this unfold. Don't focus too much at the scum on the top when you're making a beautiful soup that's going to kind of just push away, and at the end of this we're going to have a nice healthy bowl of soup, you know, left over. So you know, when the heat comes on, you know, we have to realize when the heat comes on there's a lot of bubbling, a lot of boiling, a lot of movement, a lot of change. You know, things are changing, you know, and you know, all the garbage and everything kind of comes to the top. You scrape it off and keep it boiling, and pretty soon you got a wonderful bowl of soup there, and that's basically what we're moving into. The changes are going to happen on every level. We're going to see some pretty incredible physical changes this year. And, you know, from what I'm seeing, I don't know how much intervention we're going to get. We've got a lot of intervention so far. We've had a lot of meteors and comets knocked out of the air. We've had ships expand their screens, their fields in front of huge solar mass ejections, like coronal mass ejections and solar flares. We've had ships fly up and down the fault lines and change the nature of the faults and letting them slip easier. This is all very well documented. We have the photographs of a lot of this. And even Chernobyl, when Chernobyl went down and did the big meltdown, they had a ship fly right over Chernobyl, and all the scientists there saw it. They reported it, and the ship sent down kind of a lavender and purple ray of energy straight into the core of the reactor that was melting down. And all of their equipment went from some of the highest radiation readings back down to very low again. So we're getting a lot of help. And, you know, they can only do so much. We have to do our part. And I think that's the whole purpose of these shows that we're doing, is to get the message out there that there is a shift, there is a change going on. We've all got to do our part. And we have a lot of help out there, but we have to align with it. We have to rise to the occasion and, you know, stand tall and live according to the universal principles and understandings that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And we all know what that is. You know, it's basically brother-sister love, equality, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. You know, we live on an abundant planet. There's no reason why we need to compete, you know, why we have shortages and lacks. That's all manufactured. You know, we could live in a society with abundant, fuelless technology, clean, free energy. You know, all that's there. We could end most diseases. I mean, we could live virtually in Eden if not for the few men that are doing this self-serving, selfish mode. So anyway, we're reaching the top of the hour here. We had a quick 15 or 20 minutes to talk with you. Sorry we couldn't get Angelica Whitecliff on. We'll get her on real soon. And Brad Steiger will be our next guest. And hopefully, you know, hopefully everything will be up and running again. We'll have all of the, you know, the station will be up and my lines will be figured out. And if not, we'll do it from my cell phone, one or the other. But we've got three phones available here, actually four phones, and I'm not even going to talk about what the other phones are, because that way we can still stay in contact and somebody can't mess with them. But anyway, this is James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and sorry for the technical difficulties, and we'll be back on the air real soon. Have a great evening. Good night.